I always made your problems about me. I can't help it. I wish I had a little empathy for you. But that night that you told me that I don't work hard enough, told me I cried too much, ripped me to pieces and called it love. Oh, when I never handled it quite like I wanted to, what was I supposed to do knowing that both of us had enough? But when you think of me, I hope you think of Joshua Tree, that summer where the road went on forever, no end in sight for us. When you think of me, I hope you think of the letters that I sent you from across town just cause I missed you, when the worst was yet to come. Cause you know I do, when I think of you. Yeah, you know I do, when I think of you. You're careless, always saying things you didn't mean. Took me for granted, expecting me to find in between. But that night that I told you that I wouldn't marry you, swear I could feel from the floor to the ceiling your walls came up. So then I'd pull you closer and you push me further, and nothing would matter, we kept getting sadder and called it love. But when you think of me, I hope you think of Joshua Tree, that summer where the road went on forever, no end in sight for us. When you think of me, I hope you think of the letters that I sent you from across town just cause I missed you, when the worst was yet to come. Cause you know I do, when I think of you. Yeah, you know I do, when I think of you. I think of New Year's in San Francisco, drunk on my roof looking at you wrapped up in your coat. So tell me, my dear, what do you think? Don't you remember why we fell in love? Oh, when you think of me, I hope you think of Joshua Tree, that summer where the road went on forever, no end in sight for us. When you think of me, I hope you think of the letters that I sent you from across town just cause I missed you, when the worst was yet to come. Cause you know I do, when I think of you. Oh baby, yeah, you know I do, when I think of you. I think of you, I think of you, baby. I ain't thinking about me, baby. I'm thinking about you.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. It is currently 12:05. This is Molly. You are listening to Chatting with Molly on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And before we get started, I'm going to give a little shout out to DJ D, who's, going through a lot right now, and a great radio show host, and we are lucky to have the spot right after him. So shout out to DJ D. And next, I'd like to introduce my guest. This is a very special guest, a very, very special guest. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, I am Leora, here visiting with Molly today. I'm very excited to be on the show.
And we are excited to have her. Leora and I were in Madrid last semester together, and she goes to Rochester, and she's on spring break right now.
I'm glad to be here. This is a very warm and sunny place to be for my spring break.
Amazing. probably not as sunny as other places, but... How's Rochester weather right now?
Oh, it has been brutal. Coming here, no. Honestly, it feels like spring.
Yeah. We've been lucky this week with the sunshine. So what have you been up to at Tufts? And you're here for the whole week, or like what have you been up to?
Yeah, so I was in New York City for the weekend. I just came down on Monday, and I've just been hanging around, just getting to hang out with people, relax a little bit when I'm not in school.
Heck yeah.
Still doing work even though we're on break.
Unfortunate.
But it never stops.
Yeah. Hopefully not as much as you would be doing otherwise.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. Great. So in Chatting with Molly style, we always start off our guests with the first question of, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
This morning, I actually went to Kelly's Diner.
Yeah. Nice.
I had a breakfast sandwich with
egg
and cheese and bacon and breakfast potatoes and a huge cup of coffee. So it was a good way to start my morning.
Yeah. So right next to Kelly's, there's three diners all within like a block of each other. It's Soundbites, Ball Square Cafe, and Kelly's. And I've been to Soundbites probably like 8 times, and I've never been to any of the other ones. But would you give a good review to Kelly's?
I would give a great review. It has an awesome environment. I love the old diner style. Yeah. I've actually been to Soundbites as well, which is also delicious.
Awesome. You're such like a seasoned Tufts visitor.
That's what happens when I have all of my friends who go here.
That's awesome. Someone I've gotten to know this semester, Ian Jones, who you guys went to high school together,
yes,
right?
Yes, I love Ian Jones.
He's a Mechie, and so we just like have all of our classes together. and so I'm excited to like get to know him more.
Yeah, that's exciting. I love that so many people from my high school go here, so when I come, it's just a fun time getting to reconnect with people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's, as if our listeners haven't heard enough about my semester abroad, we can just really rehash all the good memes.
Let's do it.
So, do you want to tell us about, like, your living situation there and overall, like, experience that you had?
I mean, I had the pleasure of living in an apartment in this beautiful neighborhood called Moncloa in the middle of Madrid. And I got to live with 4 or 3 Americans plus myself, and then also a Spanish citizen who, her name was Fanny. She was so much fun. And loved to show us around Madrid and really made my stay feel a lot more authentic. I got to speak Spanish with her all the time, which was amazing. And I also got to get close to my other roommates, one who actually goes to University of Rochester and I'm still living with, which
amazing.
Is a whole lot of fun.
So were you guys, and that's Jackie, so were you guys friends before? Did you know each other at all before? What was that deal?
We had met many times and never had become friends.
Huh.
It wasn't until we were forced to live in the same room that we got super close, and I am so glad we did because I needed a friend like her, and now I have that friend back in Rochester, so it's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
Speaking of Jackie, I would love to hear some goss because I saw on her set. Where is she this spring break?
Jackie's currently in California at the University of Santa Clara.
Interesting.
Yes, visiting a good friend of ours, Miguel.
Wow. So have they been keeping in contact?
Definitely.
Wow. Are they like dating?
No, but they've been very much in contact.
Really?
Very consistently.
That's crazy.
I know. It is crazy. Wow. He is actually coming to visit next week with Josh.
Wow.
They're staying at our house.
That is awesome.
It is going to be a whole big adventure. I'm very excited for them to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That is such an adventure. feel free to not answer or change the subject, but have you been keeping in contact with Josh?
I have as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually staying with him here.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear it. I haven't seen Josh a ton. Like, we'll see each other passing and like kind of catch up. But it's hard when like you don't have structured time together.
That is very true. Yeah. He's also crazy busy with like ski team on the weekends and school all week.
Crazy. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. That is going to be so fun if Miguel and Josh are,
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very fun. And our whole house is like very excited to meet everybody. So.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what else about Madrid should we tell our viewers? So Leora and I feel like are special bonding moment was probably in Valencia.
I would agree.
When things just really clicked.
Yes.
Valencia was our first and kind of only overnight trip as a program. Yeah. And me, Juwan, Jackie, and Leora, I'm just name dropping. Listeners, you can text me if you're confused. All kind of squatted up, and we just adventured around together, sat on the beach.
Watercolor painted.
And I just remember, like, it was the beach on the Mediterranean side, and I've never been in such warm water. It was crazy.
Insane. You walked in, and you felt like you were in a bath.
Yeah.
You did not want to get out at all. Yeah.
And it, like, there's something so special about the Mediterranean, because, like, I don't know, there's so much literature written about it, and, like, it's just been such an important area for so long that it felt very cool to be like, I'm swimming in the Mediterranean right now.
Also, we were there like at sunset, which was absolutely stunning. The light on all the buildings and on the beach, and it was just so warm in the sun, and it was an incredible time.
Yeah. That was great. And what were some trip highlights, like weekend trips that you took that you want to share to our listeners?
I think my favorite place in Spain had to be Mallorca.
Okay. Right. And you went with Jackie.
I went with Jackie. It was like the third week we were there. We did not know each other, but all of our roommates were leaving, and we said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah. We flew to Mallorca.
The paradise island.
Exactly. It was absolutely paradise. Yeah. I've never seen anything so beautiful in my whole life.
Yeah.
I still look back at photos, and I can feel the sand and the incredibly warm water. We were on this beach that had cliffs on either side, so it was like an enclosed beach, and we climbed on top of the cliffs and jumped off into the ocean, which was actually incredible. And then when the sun covered the cliffs, when we were no longer in the sun, we climbed up to the top of the cliffs and just watched the sunset over the ocean. That was absolutely the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Best day of my life.
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved beaches, but I never realized how much I love them until actually the abroad semester, because every time I've been on a beach, it's been like, I'm on a family vacation, and it's very much like an event, and so this is fun because we're on vacation, and of course I'm relaxed. But getting to just like bop to the beach when I wasn't expecting it, it felt like such a treat. And I never realized that like beaches are just so relaxed, and that's just, I love to like lie and do nothing.
I do as well.
And like, and beaches are the only place you can do that. Yeah. And it's like called an activity.
Yes, exactly. I missed
that. That was very special. You grew up in the Midwest, just like I did.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like you want to like start your adult life coastally so that you have more beach access, or like how do you feel about that?
Honestly, I think I want immediately after college, my two thoughts are going back abroad for like a finite amount of time, a year or two, or going to the West Coast. I think I would really enjoy the environment and the mountains and the warm weather and all of it. And I've never gotten to live out there, and so I think that would be a really great place to live as well.
Yeah.
I definitely want to be going far, and if warm weather is possible, that is what I'm looking for, because I could be in summer all the time, and I would be very happy.
I'm with you. I know. I think a lot, sometimes I get overwhelmed by all the incredible places there are, because, you know, visiting's one thing. You can, like, visit a lot of places in your life, but I just have this urge of, like, I want to really live in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, like, the learning curve or the adjustment period for coming to a new place can be kind of hefty. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, like, really immerse myself in, you know, I want to go to Seattle, and I want to go to Austin, and I want to go to Nashville, and I just want to live in all those places, but I don't know if it's super realistic.
I completely feel. I think that after college is such a good time to get to go wherever you want, because that's the first time you start over.
Yeah.
And just in those years, in your 20s and early 30s, you have so much freedom to move because there's nothing really tying you. So, like, that's what I want to do. I want to just move around everywhere I can go.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. So you are at Rochester. Do you want to tell people a little bit about like what you're studying, who you're living with, what your campus profile looks like?
Yeah, so I'm studying mechanical engineering, just like Molly.
That sounds familiar. Yes.
And that does take up most of my life. Yeah. It can be a lot, but I think in the end, it's something I like and want to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully. a lot of my time is spent in the library, in class, which is a whole lot of fun. But when I'm not doing that, I'm actually in a dance group on campus.
Nice.
It's a hip-hop dance group, and we perform every couple weeks. It's so much fun. I love all the people on the team.
Cool.
They're all really talented, and I am learning so much.
Yeah.
We actually have our really big spring show next week.
Okay, nice.
So we are like gearing up for our biggest show of the season, and I'm very excited about that.
And how big is that troupe?
It fluctuates depending on the year. Right now we're at like 23.
Okay.
It never gets over like 25.
Okay.
So we're at like
almost max.
Yeah.
And were you in this since freshman year?
Yeah, I tried out freshman year. I was so nervous because there was like 150 people at tryouts.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone looked so good. And I was terrified, but, I've been dancing my whole life, and so, you know, something works when I get out there.
Totally.
And I was so excited when I got in.
Yeah.
And it's just been, it's been getting better and better every year. It's fun when we get new people.
Yeah.
It's fun getting to choreograph and teach other people your
dances. Wow, you get to, like, choreograph and
It's all, like, self-choreographed. So,
okay, nice.
That's really fun for us because we get to choose the music and the moves, and it's really cool to put a piece together yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's that troupe called?
It's called Indulgence.
Indulgence.
Yes.
Are there a lot of dance groups on campus?
There's quite a bit, or quite a few. I think there's like four main ones.
Okay.
Four or five. There's like Indulgence, which is hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group called Ballet Performance Group, which is ballet, but also other things.
Okay.
There's Louvre, which is like a contemporary type.
Cool.
There's Rice Crew, which is K-pop.
Whoa.
Yeah, very cool. And there's Bhangra. I guess there's five.
Oh, yeah. We have a Bhangra also.
Yeah. We have Bhangra and we also have Raz, which are like both different variants of Indian dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have both as well. And I think one is like more centered on competition. I think I don't know, actually. Maybe both compete, do competition. Yeah,
our Bhangra team has been winning a lot of competitions lately, which is very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And have you liked your experience at Rochester all in all?
Yeah, I mean, I think college in general is hard.
Yes.
Studying mechanical engineering is extremely hard.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And the weather definitely gets to me because it is cold and it is not sunny. It is gray most of the time.
Yeah.
But I think the people I've met have been people I never thought I would get to meet, and I'm so glad that I did, because, you know, I think they're gonna be in my life forever, which is amazing. I just think the general environment and atmosphere is really good. Exactly what I was looking for.
That's great. Hopefully the weather is on the up and up for you guys
this
I
year
hope.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
I feel like there'll be one to two more snowstorms, just knowing the climate.
Yes.
Yeah, there's been a lot of snow this year. It's hard to move.
And how was your break after Madrid? Did you get to like go home and see some friends?
Yeah, my break was really nice. I went home. I relaxed a lot after doing so many crazy things. I saw all my friends from home. My whole family's on one side, lives in Chicago, so I got to be with them.
Amazing.
It was very nice and very needed.
Yeah.
Just be able to relax.
That's great.
Yeah.
So one thing Lior and I have in common is we are big camp people.
Oh yeah.
And we are both going back to our summer camps this summer, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
What position will you be doing and what are you looking forward to?
I'm the unit head of one of the units. The unit that I am leading is the year between being a camper and being on staff.
Okay, awesome.
So you come to camp for free, but you're not paid, and you're doing work.
Yes.
But you're also getting to be with all your friends and hang out and chill. And it's really fun because they don't have any counselors because they're going into senior year of high school.
Right. Do they have campers?
No, so they don't have campers. Okay. They don't have counselors. They're Got right it. In the middle. And they, Got it. It's basically a free janitorial service.
Yes.
They clean all day and then hang out all night.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's favorite year at camp just because it's you start to feel like you're growing up at camp and you're given so much more freedom. And so it's my job to, you know, watch over them.
Yeah.
Make sure they don't do anything too rowdy.
Yes.
But I'm excited because it also means that I get to get closer with them because they are a little bit older, a little more mature. Yeah. And I am not that much older than them, which is definitely a difficulty. But I think that I will be able to get their respect and also their love, I hope.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm very ready to be outside all day.
Yes.
All day, every day.
And is that something, are these kids like past campers of yours, or do you like know a lot of them already, or how does that system work?
So these kids I actually never had as campers.
Okay.
A bunch of my friends did, but I skipped the first year of being a counselor, which is when I would have had them.
Got it.
And so it's kind of nice that I don't, because I feel like it's hard to transition from the counselor role to being a unit head.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty different. And, you know, as a counselor, you're messing around a little bit more, a little bit less in charge and strict.
Yeah.
And my role now is going to be a little more in charge.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I don't really know any of them.
Yeah.
And I get to just start on a fresh foot.
Yeah.
But I've heard from all of my friends that this is like their favorite year, favorite group of kids,
okay.
and that they like are wild and rambunctious, but also are, you know, care and have so much fun and love it.
That's awesome.
And that's, you know, what I want to see. So.
Ah, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
It's funny. I did something similar. We have, we call it Ozo, which is like, comes from you probably know better Hebrew than I do, but like Ozer means to help, I think. And so our like in between year is you all live together, but you actually have campers, like kind of. So every cabin has counselors and then they have Ozrim also. And so you like don't have as many responsibilities and you're kind of like going through training on how to be a counselor.
Yeah.
But it's also just like an amazing year because it's like the last time to really be with your friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I this summer will be unit head for like the ninth graders.
Nice, very nice.
And we get to put on a play, which is very exciting. And I'm talking. Do you guys have like co-unit heads? Do you have a co this summer?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do too. And I was talking with my co. He's probably listening right now. shout out Matthew if you are. And we are trying to decide what play to go with, and we were seriously thinking about Shrek, we think.
Ooh,
or
I like
honestly
that.
We were like floating out a lot of ideas, but do you have any like fave musicals? Do you guys do a play at your camp?
We also? Do, but the way we do it, it's like it's got a theme, but we completely write the whole play.
Okay, got
so
it.
Last year, oh, what was the theme? The theme the year before was like Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
They just take on different like characters.
They take characters and then write. Okay,
right, exactly. Yeah, write their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually, I drive a minivan. That's how I got up here to Tufts.
Amazing.
Because, you know, that's the car that we have.
Yeah.
And the CDs in my car are the only way to listen to music because there's no aux cord.
Oh, wow.
So I have Mamma Mia 1 and 2 in my car.
Very fun.
So just because of that, because it's been on my mind, I'd say Mamma Mia.
All right.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Okay, we have a caller, and caller, I'm going to put you right on air. Hello?
Hey, Molly.
Hey, caller. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Is this Chatting Hour with Molly?
This is Chatting Hour. I hear two voices. So do you guys both want to introduce yourself? You're live on air.
Yes, hello. My name is Eli Ziff. And I'm 21, male.
I'm Matt Zeman. I'm 22, male.
Great. Thank you, boys, for that quick intro. And do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now?
We're currently in Nashville, Tennessee, living a life, taking in a lot of culture.
Nice.
Well, honky tonk. You know what honky tonk is, Molly?
No, I don't. Is it a bar?
We're not everywhere. We're not sure exactly what it is. It's something with, like, dancing, we think.
Okay.
It's everywhere. It has to do with country music, that's for sure.
All right. And...
Actually...
Yeah, go ahead.
You're a radio station, right?
Are we what?
Radio station?
Yeah, we're a radio
station.
It's
a radio station.
Yeah.
Do you know who Dirk Bentley is? I don't know who that is, but apparently he went to his bar last night.
Oh, really? No, is he a radio host or something?
No, I think he's a country guy. It's a lot of country music out here.
Okay. Big country fans, I see.
How's the weather in Boston?
Weather's pretty good. It's been pretty sunny, but probably not as good as where you guys are.
Is the polar bomb supposed to hit Boston, or is that just the Midwest?
I don't think so. I think that's just the Midwest.
Yeah, I think it's going to rain tomorrow here.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So what do you guys have on the docket?
Oh, actually, we have a very entertaining day of sportsmanship.
Okay.
We bought tickets to the Southeastern Conference basketball tournament. First round matchups. We're going to be seeing some amazing games being played by the number 11 through 14 seeds of the tournament. tickets were $12 for two games. I believe it's Texas A&M and Georgia, and then Vanderbilt and somebody else.
All right.
It should be thrilling. Two for the price of one, though.
Yeah. And really the price of, like, a third. For $12.
Yeah. Hey, we're closing deals over here. It's four halves for the price of one.
Amazing. And I don't know if you heard, were you guys listening before this?
We were not. We were getting ready.
Okay. Well, I was just talked about you, and we were talking about the play that we are going to put on and what play we should
do. What play are we putting on?
I think Shrek.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page. I think that has some potential.
Yes,
I agree. Do the viewers like it?
I mean, since we've announced it, we went from 9 viewers to 9 viewers. So the jury's still out on that one.
Almost double digits. No one stopped listening. So that means there's no negative feedback from it.
Actually, we just went down to 8. So
who has hung up on it?
I don't know.
It's probably our fault. I'll
take blame
for that one. Made a call. Someone decided they were just done with us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, boys. I think I have another caller, so I might need to let you go.
Oh. No worries.
All right. Well, enjoy your road trip and stay safe, please.
We'll try. Hey, keep chatting.
All right. We'll keep chatting. Bye, Ziff. Bye, Zeman. Alrighty, those are some camp friends of mine, one of which who will be my co this summer. And they, one is like doing a co-op and has some time off of work, and one is on spring break. And so they are just driving down to Nashville and balling out for a bit together.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
So caller, whoever it was who just called, try to call back. Because I apologize, I couldn't put you on. But I guess we'll just wait. See if anyone else calls in. So you were telling me that you might get a radio show.
Yeah.
What's the station like at Rochester?
So it's pretty similar to this one. I actually have never been like inside the booth. But I have a bunch of friends who are on radio. And they all love it, and they just convinced me to do it, so I'm gonna.
Amazing. Okay, my father's calling in. I believe he's in New Zealand right now. We'll hear more. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, Molly. This is dedicated listener number one, also known as your father.
Dedicated listener, we are so happy to have you. How are things going?
Thank you. Things are going wonderfully. I'm on the deck of the Queen Victoria. We're in the middle of the Indian Ocean, having just left Bali, Indonesia, headed for Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Things are wonderful. How are things in Boston with you, sweetie?
Things are very wonderful. Dad, if you could get inside or somewhere with less wind, I think that would be helpful for the sound quality. If not, not a big deal. But things are good. And I have Leora here, who is my friend from abroad. Very exciting. And other than that, we're just trying to get through school before spring break.
When does spring break start?
This Friday.
Good. Are you going anywhere for spring break, like with your ultimate team?
Yes, exactly. So I will be, Friday night we drive down to Philly, and then Saturday, and we'll stay with a teammate, and then Saturday we drive all the way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we will stay there, and then we'll head to Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Terrific, terrific. This is not the weekend that Mom's going down to Texas to see you, or is it?
So it's not this weekend, but the second weekend of my spring break, that's when Mom will come down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then when she comes back to Chicago, she picks me up, I think.
Exactly. So you are headed to Vietnam. What are you excited about?
Yes. Well, I'm sort of excited about Vietnam, but after Vietnam, we go to Hong Kong. And I'm very excited about Hong Kong. I've never been there. We're there for 2 days. I'm taking the grand tour. Everyone says Hong Kong is terrific. We berth in the port right near where Hong Kong has that famous light show every night. We sort of berth right there. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing Hong Kong.
That is wonderful. I look forward to hearing your stories, and unfortunately next week I won't be on air, but the following week you'll probably be home, right?
Yes.
So we can have a nice long...
This is my last report.
Right. And then we can have a nice long recap when you get back on land.
Looking forward to seeing you, sweetie. Safe travels. I love you very much.
Thank you. Love you, Dad. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
All right. That was my father, dedicated listener number one. he's on this like huge boat trip right now just for funsies.
Amazing. I want to do that.
I know. I want to do it too. He's retired and he has some time and he's like, why not sail across the Atlantic have a grand old time? So anyway, we were talking about radio show. What type of radio show would you have?
So it would definitely be a music predominant radio show.
Yes.
A lot of my really good friends have shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super fun to just like tune in and listen to what music they are currently listening to, their favorites. It's a great way for me to find new music.
Yeah.
And me and my really good friend who I actually was in New York with, mm-hmm. want to start one together.
Okay.
So we are taking any suggestions for names. We have currently no name ideas, but we're trying to figure it out. So if you think of any, let me know.
What's her name?
Her name's Hemi.
Hemi.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not an original idea. This is stolen from someone who has a show here. His name is Isaac Rosen. And he and his partner, their show is called Faces for Radio. And I just think that's like the funniest thing.
I like that.
But maybe like a little combo of your guys' names or something.
Yes.
Like Hemiora or Leamy. Listening with Leamy.
It could work.
We'll whiteboard it. We'll workshop it. Speaking of music, do you I'm feeling maybe like we can play some tunes.
I love
just
it.
As a little switch up.
Yeah.
Do you have any recommendations, or I can pull from my reservoir as well?
Honestly, yeah. There's this just song I was listening to on the way over that I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Drive and Disconnect by NAO now.
Drive and Disconnect. Okay. And it's clean and everything?
Yep.
All right. Let's get it on.
All right.
So up next, we have Drive and Disconnect by Now,
mm-hmm.
and a special recommendation from Leora London herself.
Never
Call and the seats call, then maybe it's your time to go.
All right, that was Lizzie Le Bleu with Mon Cherie. I discovered that song through Spotify Discover Weekly.
My favorite.
Yeah, they're amazing. And I was just thinking about one of my most warmly held memories of Madrid is when your parents came. And over Hanukkah, they cooked us amazing homemade latkes with homemade applesauce, people. I need you to really soak that in. Homemade applesauce. And it was just incredible. That was so nice of them.
Yeah, they love nothing more than cooking ridiculous amounts of food, especially for my friends. Whenever I come home, they have like mountains of treats and foods all made because they just like food feeding people. It's the classic Jewish trait.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. Yeah, I remember that night was so much fun. It was great like having all of my friends who I had gotten to know over the last couple months meet my parents, and in this really fun setting where we all just stuffed our faces with latkes.
Heck yeah.
And hung out, yeah.
Yeah, that was so nice.
That was fun.
And Purim's coming up. Oh, or did it already pass? I actually
honestly
don't
have no
even
idea.
Know.
Yeah.
But do you... I don't have any plans.
I don't either. It's... You know, it's always around my birthday, which was fun when I was little because we would go to the carnival at my synagogue.
Yes.
But now that I'm far away from my synagogue, there was no carnival.
Yeah.
But actually, my favorite costume that I ever made for Purim, my dad and I did together. This was his idea, really well executed. I'm not going to lie. It was great.
Okay.
We were Jews for cheeses, and we handed out little cheese sticks, and we said, "Have you found Jesus?"
Wow, that is hilarious. That is so well done.
Yeah, it was fun, and I got to eat cheese all night, so honestly, it was win-win.
Yeah, total win-win.
Yeah.
I feel like college loves Halloween so much that Purim is actually something like college students should really get behind.
I know.
Like, another excuse to make a whole weekend about dressing up and like partying.
Yeah.
What else? What do you want?
I know. It honestly is amazing.
Yeah.
It was always my favorite holiday. So sad that I don't get to do it as much anymore, but.
Yeah. Okay. So now we are going to read a public service announcement. This is a pretty funny one. This really makes me think of my mom, and I will tell you why after. It is called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you, Tufts Education Radio. That is just hilarious. I actually do have a little cover on my computer, but my mom just has this interesting view of data sharing, right? If she wants to, like, say she wants to tell me some important number of hers for a FAFSA thing or something, she'll send it to me, like, first two over Messenger, and she won't tell me over the phone. She people are listening. We can't, like, I'll say it in code, like, oh, your brother's birthday month. Those are the first two numbers. And then she'll split up the numbers, like, over different platforms, like, email me the first half and, like, message me the second. It's just so funny.
That's funny because my dad does a similar thing.
Yeah.
Except for instead of splitting it on multiple platforms, he does it in multiple languages. So he will text me numbers, in like, normal numbers, and then text me the numbers written out in Hebrew. Occasionally, he'll throw some Spanish in there.
Wow.
I guess parents just really don't trust the internet.
Yeah, I guess not. Maybe none of us should.
Probably none of us should, but
more
we
of us
do.
More reliant on it.
Yeah. I actually just started covering my camera because
really,
I became friends with a bunch of CompSci's who told me how easy it is to hack into a camera. And that was something I never really worried about before.
Yeah.
And then I
added to the list.
I should do that.
Yeah. But I think it's definitely a balance of not driving yourself crazy, because at some point, you'll just end up with a tinfoil hat, like, in the basement, hiding from everyone, right?
For the rest of your life.
And then, but you also don't want to, like, be too lax in giving away your data.
Yeah.
But I'm actually in this robotics class that my listeners know very well. I talk about it all the time. And we did... So, at the beginning of the semester, we went to this art exhibit that was this artist working through his technophobia. Mm-hmm. And so it was all about how, like, the tools we think we're making to help us are hurting us, and, like, robots are taking our jobs, and robots are spying on us, and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then... last week, our assignment was to build a robot that sparks a conversation about human-robot interactions.
Whoa.
And the artist was actually in town and came and judged all of our projects.
That's awesome.
And so that was very cool. And today, actually, we did a little thing on neural networks. And we used IBM has this thing online where you can log in, make an account, and use Watson. So Watson is their AI. And Watson is famous for, like, beating the chess champion of the world in chess. And so you can make an account, and we did a neural network for reading a die, mm-hmm. Like one die. And so we would send it pictures of, like, the five on the die, and it would learn from that, and then we could show it a picture, and it'll tell us if it's a five or not a five.
Mm.
And you can obviously do that with all six numbers.
Right.
And... it just kind of goes into, like, we obviously want to make this technology to help ourselves. And technology has done amazing things. There are, like, AI devices that can detect cancer better than doctors can. And that's an amazing tool. But at what point do we kind of, like, take humans out of the equation, and how okay with that are we? It really brings up some real questions that sometimes I feel like no one's asking.
Mm-hmm.
People are just making tech to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've come across any of these kind of worries or...
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. This just makes me think of the book that you recommended to me, Origin.
Yes.
Which was one of my favorite books.
Heck yes.
And I continued to read his books afterwards because I loved him so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that really started to get me thinking about our, like, technology's influence on humans and how, as a race, we're literally combining ourselves with technology.
Yeah.
And letting it grow and helping it grow. And, you know, it does come with a lot of responsibility, because there are now very powerful technologies that can do a lot of things. As we've seen, like, in wars between countries, the machines we have now are so much more powerful. And so, you know, we have to redefine our laws, our societies, in order to work with these technologies. Otherwise, it's not going to work, because the old structures we had never accounted for what we now have in our lives.
I agree.
Which is pretty
and
crazy.
It makes it so much more important, like, thinking back to our government and, like, the way our constitution is written. It's supposed to be malleable for things that they didn't know would come up.
Yeah.
They probably weren't thinking technologically. They were probably thinking, oh, you know, rights we haven't talked about, or scenarios of state and federal government clashing that we haven't come across. But I think, hopefully, we can get moral, unbiased experts in the field to help our government officials, like, really regulate this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we do it right, we can hit the sweet spot between helping our society and not letting big corporations take over things.
Some changes starting to happen with that, especially with companies like Amazon.
Yeah.
That kind of defy all laws that have to do with big business because it is online.
Right.
So it's good that some movement is starting to happen.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about government regulation lately. Because the thing that is one of the most important issues for me is how we regulate energy, because I care a lot about the fight against climate change, and energy dependency. And I think, frankly, senators, it's just, it's kind of crazy how much power they have over things they just don't know about. Like, sometimes, like, all politicians, it's just kind of like a popularity contest. And honestly, for president, I think that's okay, because president, your biggest role is like an ambassador to the world. You have to kind of like orchestrate a lot of things. You have to present to other people. You have to make sure government, foreign diplomats aren't angry, whatever. But senators are writing our laws and shaping our policies. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like they don't know quite enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we need like more specialized people in certain departments, but I hope that they can start doing a better job on all fronts.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm currently taking an energy and society class.
You are?
I am.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's like for a natural science elective at school, and it's honestly been really interesting, but also terrifying. Every time I leave the class, I think, oh. This is really bad. We're in a really bad state, because we go into depth of how much energy is being used by what countries in what forms, mm-hmm. and how much is left, and how
it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, and pretty much every class it comes down to policy change is the only way to make any change in the movement we have right now.
Right. We just need. God. Sometimes I think it's so simple, and then sometimes it's so complicated, but. We really just need to put money into subsidizing paths so businesses will develop the right things.
Yeah.
Because businesses follow the money trail.
Yeah.
And if we just incentivize them to follow the right path, we 100%. Can save everyone.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some other businesses dissolving and losing money, and they're pretty powerful, and that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Man. well, we are rounding out the hour. Do you have any like final song requests or anything you want to tell our listener? Any message, mantra you go by? Or
I just want to say thank you to Molly for having me on her show. It's so amazing to get to see you after so many months of being apart.
This has been awesome.
But it just makes me so thankful that I got to have the opportunity to go to Spain and meet cool random people that I never thought I would have met. And you know, that's an amazing thing.
Amazing. And Leora, we are so glad to have you. Let's play. Ooh, okay. Up next, as our final song, we are going to play Honey and Tea by Mozi. Our theme this, as you guys know, we don't always play music, but I feel like the theme today was kind of like chill vibes, you know? So we're gonna keep on that path. Let's see if I can get this playing. And with that, it is 12:55. You are listening to Chatting with Molly, and that's the show. See you guys. I'm not a player, I don't mess around. You didn't seem nice, I kinda like your smile. Two, three.